If people don't want ZANU-PF, they'll not vote for ZANU-PF. If they don't vote, they'll be supporting ZANU-PF. The numbers actually do not matter, because that's why we said majority rule. So the majority, the part which comes with the majority of votes will actually take the seats. So that is the concept. How do you know that those who are not voting will not be supporting ZANU-PF? Well, some people will be supporting ZANU-PF, but not going to vote. They are party activists and non-party activists who are sympathetic to ZANU-PF. Those who will not be going to vote, who says they belong to the opposition? They are Zimbabweans who have decided not to vote. Those who belong to ZANU-PF will go and vote. Those who belong to other parties will go and vote for their parties. Some parties did not register to vote because they knew that they were going to lose. So why should we not go to election just because another party says it's not going to election? Then we stop going to election. We fought for one vote, one man, one vote, and that is what we are implementing. And that is what we are going to do on the 26th.
If somebody gets 1,000 votes and wins in a constituency where about 25,000 people are supposed to vote, can you say that's a clean win?
You see, the constitution doesn't give us numbers. The constitution simply says a person with a majority of votes wins an election. But where the constitution says where there are certain numbers, as in 2008, there's going to be a rerun, then there's going to be a rerun. But where the constitution is silent, what could be done? The elections are done in terms of our constitution, and the constitution says whosoever wins is the person who obtains the majority vote. So those people who are boycotting the elections know that if they don't go and vote for other parties or their preferred candidates, the party which is going to contest the elections is going to win. The only way of stopping that party from winning is to participate in the elections and not boycotting. Because if you boycott, people will make decisions for you on your behalf. Whether that decision is composed of 40%, 50%, but they will make the decisions on your behalf. If you don't want people to make decisions on your behalf, participate. That is the main issue.